The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Nidorim Daf Pei Beis. The Gemara in today's Daf continues with the sugya of Hafaras Nidorim, the laws of Hafaras Nidorim, which is the way that a husband can nullify the neder or shvua of his wife, or also his daughter, if she is a minor or a nara, the father can nullify the neder of his daughter. In our daf, it's continued from the previous letter, we see the concept that the husband, or we'll see later, the father has the power to nullify two types of nidorim of his wife. One type is called nidrei inui nefesh, and the other type is called dvorim shebeinoi deveino. The first type, nidrei inui nefesh, nidorim that a woman is paining herself with, and dvorim shebeinoi deveino, things that are between him and her, things that relate to their relationship, the unique relationship that a husband has with his wife. And things that deter that relationship, if the neder is regarding something that deters the relationship, the husband has the power to nullify, to make a hafara and nullify such a neder. So I believe it's appropriate here on this daf to discuss two things. Number one, why is it? Is there any explanation? Can we give a time? Although we don't fully comprehend the reasons of the Torah, we don't know if the laws of the Torah are, to a very large degree, a choik. We do them because Hashem said so. Nevertheless, we shine him in numerous places, in very many places, give us some taste, some time, some little understanding for us to understand why it is that Hashem gave the mitzvahs, although there's many, many other reasons that are beyond our understanding, and we do them in any case because Hashem said so. But with all that, Rishonim gave us some taste, some little explanation for the mitzvahs and the dinim of the Torah. So that's question number one. Why is it that the Torah made this halachas and concepts of hafaras nedarim? And if there is such a concept and such a need for hafaras nedarim, why is it specific between a husband and a wife, and a father and his daughter? And second of all, the Torah in Parashas Matos, when the Torah says this halacha of hafaras nedarim, the Torah says in Perek Lamed Pasuk Yud Gimel, "Vim hafer yafer oisam isha v'yom shamay." If the husband will nullify his wife's nedarim on the day he hears it, so the Torah used a double lashon, hafer yafer. L'chayr, we can ask, why is it that the Torah used a double lashon? So to answer the first question, what is the explanation? Can we give a little time, a little taste of why the Torah made these halachas of hafaras nedarim? We can look in the Ralbag, one of the Rishonim, Ala Torah, in his explanation Ala Torah in Parshas Matos, and he says as follows. He says, "Nashim hayoyis taiton kala alein muchanes ma'oy leilu anedarim v'ashvois." Women, since they have a little different nature than men, they are a little more emotional, a little less logical, taiton kala, and therefore they are closer to make a neder and a shvua. And a neder and a shvua are often not preferred by the Torah. Toiv, we find that psukim in numerous places frown on nedarim. Toiv shleitidoyim, mishetidoyim veleitishalim. It's preferred that people don't make nedarim. A close friend of mine asked one of my Rosh Yeshiva, Yip Chaim Stein, Zecha Tzadik Livracha, on the topic of nedarim, and this Rosh Yeshiva Yip Chaim Stein said that he lived through the war, he survived the war through many difficult times. He led a whole group of the Talz Yeshiva Bachrim of Lita through Siberia and through many parts of Russia as they were running away to save their lives during World War II. And in all the trials and tribulations they had, he never, besides that and any other time in his life, he never made a nether. As much as we find people made neder be'is Torah, in Halacha we find that making a neder be'is Torah is not frowned down, and there's a Pesachei Tshuva in Yerodeya that says, like, even though we frown down on Adorim, but not Adorim be'is Torah, nevertheless, with all that, he said, and in his entire life, he never made a neder. Perhaps in today's day, it's more, even more important not to refrain and keep away from nedarim than it always was, being that we have less self-control, say it that way, maybe less yirat shamayim, a lower darga. For us, it's even more important that we keep away and refrain from nedarim. Be that as it may, we know this concept that we're supposed to refrain from nedarim and keep away from nedarim, and as such, being that women, says the Ralbag, are closer to nedarim, so therefore the Torah gave a way to nullify the nedarim, and that was that a husband, the Torah's concern was more that if a woman who might commonly have a nether, her, and the nether will disturb the relationship of her husband, the Torah was concerned about the shalom bayis. A husband is supposed to be the leader of the house, be the one that is the model, the one that instills the Torah Yirat Shamayim, the model of showing what Torah Yirat Shamayim is, and he has to be a leader. He has to have a certain amount of control, and he also has to have his shalom bayis. He has to be able to get along with his wife. And as such, if his wife will have nedarim that either pain herself, or advarim shebeinei leveino, there will be an issue of shalom bayis. So therefore the Torah gave the power for the husband to nullify the nedar. Nevertheless, says the Ralbag, the Torah made guidelines that he could only nullify the neder v'yoyim shamay, that day. Why that day? Why a full day? So he explains, because sometimes the husband or the father, as we'll see, may be upset, may be bekas on his wife, but the kas should not last so long. So within a day the kas should subside, and then he should go ahead and be mefer. It's understood that if it's sensible for him to be mefer, he'll subside from his kas and he'll be mefer the nether. That's for the husband to the wife. Continues the Ralbag, and also from the father to his daughter, the explanation is, since the father is supposed to be the one to give guidance to his daughter, to have a certain amount of leadership and control over his daughter, to set her on the right path, So he says the Ralbag, if the father will not have the power to nullify the Nidorim, there will be there could sometimes be through the a neder that his daughter will make a gap between the father and the daughter, and this will cause a loosening in his power and his rulership over his daughter, and therefore the Torah enacted this power of the father to nullify the nidorim of his daughter. Meshechachma brings down a Yushalmi. Yushalmi says that just like a husband can nullify two types of nidorim of his wife, he can nullify the nidorim that both pain his wife, or nidorim that are beinoni vino, that disturb the relationship, such as things that are affecting her beauty, shalei ticha v'lei tifarchos. So too, says the Yushalmi, the father can nullify those same types of nidorim. Nidorim, if the daughter made a neder that she won't beautify herself, the father can nullify it. So the question is, bishlama nidorim, that the daughter will be pained. So then, okay, so then it will, that has something to do with the father, that's something that's stirring her, and if she has such a neder, it might cause a loosening in the power that the father has over his daughter. But how does the fact that his daughter has less beauty affect the father? So to that, the Meshech Chochma explains that since the father has the power to marry off his daughter, he has the right to marry off his daughter, to make kiddushin for his daughter. He's able to be moiser her for kiddushay bio, the menuvel menukeshchin, or for the better, to somebody even better than that. He's allowed to take money and get paid to be moiser her for kiddushay bio, and he'll get less money if she won't be so good looking. So this, in effect, if she has a neder that affects her beauty, that affects relations, this in effect is disturbing the power of the father to be meiser for kiddushei bia, and as such, even such nidorim, the father has a koyach to be made for them. Now let's go back to the other question. We mentioned that the Torah says hafer yafer. The Torah uses a double lashon. The father or the husband make hafara, and the Torah said it twice, a double lashon, hafer yafer. So the Orachaim HaKadosh right there on the pasuk shtels on this. He asks about this. Why is it that the Torah uses a double lashon? And he brings the Gemara, Pebeis Amid Beis, to explain it. We have an Gemara on the Amid Beis, Amar Vihuda Amar Shmuel. Vihuda says in the name of Shmuel, Nodra Mishteki Korois. If a lady made a neder from two loaves of bread, ba'achas misane, ba'achas she'e misane. One loaf, she has inui, she has pain from not eating it, from refraining from it, and the other one not. And the Ran explains, let's say one of them is good tasting bread, and the other one is not such good tasting bread. So the one that's not such good tasting bread, so she'll refrain from it, that won't be pain for her. And therefore, if it's not pain for her, normally, if a lady makes a neder on something that's only enoi inui nefesh, there's no pain, the husband cannot the husband cannot be made for it. Nevertheless, says Yehuda Mer Shmuel, if she made one neder and two loaves at the same time, even though one of them there's no pain, nevertheless, since he could be made, since the husband or father could be made for the loaf or the types of bread that she has, he could also be made for the other one. And that, if Asi Amir Avi Yechanan disagrees, and he says no, he could only be made for the ones that she has inui from, and not the ones that she has no inui from. With this, says the Aruch Chaim, we could explain the double lashon of the pasuk. The double lashon could be telling us the halacha according to each man the Amir. The man the Amir that says the husband could be made for both, So that's why the Torah used a double lashon. The Torah is saying as follows: Im hafer, if the father or husband it makes a hafara on the part or types of bread that he's able to make a hafara, yofer, then he could continue and make a more hafara even on the other parts that there's no inui. Once there's reason to make hafara on one part, he can even make hafara on the other part. Says the Arachayim, that's according to Yehuda Meshmuel, that said he can be mefer on both kikarais. And if asking Amir Rav Yochanan, we'll also have an explanation why the Torah said a double lashon. According to him, he could only be mefer on the kikar that he has inui from. He will translate that hafer, something that has a din hafara, that kikar that is inui on yofer, and that hafara works. But in other words, the Torah is saying only things, hafer, the type of thing that hafara could work for, yofer, then the husband should go and make hafara. So the Pasuk is saying specifically that one, even when there are two kikaris at the same time, nevertheless, it's only that one, yofer, that the husband can go ahead and make the hafara on.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.